Now, this is an event I love being at every year because, number one, it has to do with kids and St. Joseph Children's Hospital all together for our Christmas in July donation drive that is coming up later this month. Leslie Dempsey joining us from St. Joseph's. Leslie, good morning. This is something, as I said, we love to do every year. But this year, people aren't going to find us in the exact same location we've been in past years. Why is that and where will we be?
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. That's right. We have some exciting news and construction going on our children's campus. We are in the midst of construction to build our new freestanding children's hospital, which is scheduled to open in 2030. So wow. Unfortunately, we won't be able to have the drive on site. However, it will be just right down the street from the Children's Hospital this year at our BayCare Academic Health and Research Corridor. So that address is going to be 3109 West Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Tampa this year.
And
so
you,
just a little bit down the street than our typical location.
Yeah, and you can just look for the Dove van out front. We'll have it parked out there. I will be there that morning. And we really have a huge purpose in being there. Now, you hear about a lot of Christmas in July donation drives, but this one means a lot to us because we've been doing it for so long. And there's a lot of ways people can make a difference. And let's start off with actually, can they drop things off in the morning since we have a new location?
Yeah, so our actual toy donation drop-off drive is going to be on Friday, July 31st, mm-hmm. From 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then throughout the rest of the month, people can go to stjosephschristmas.org to make monetary donations as well.
Well, you know, it's a good point because you don't have to wait until the end of the month. They can create teams. They can do challenges. What are some of the ways they can get involved right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to stjosephschristmas.org and create a team, a fundraising page to generate money towards our programming. You can go directly to that website and make a donation to a program of your choice, such as the Child Life Department, or we have complimentary therapists that support our programming, like music therapy, art therapy, massage therapy, gaming, and yoga therapy. So you can check out that website and make a donation that speaks to your heart and your willingness to help.
It is amazing how expensive things can get. And when you talk about everything you've already discussed, it's not getting any less expensive for all of these programs. Are there any in particular that you'd like to target?
Yeah, we would love to target the Child Life Department and just the support of our complementary therapists. Our Child Life team really works to help kids cope with being in the hospital, so coping with illness, loss, and trauma. And we utilize play in a lot of our interventions to try to normalize the hospital environment. So our team of Child Life specialists really utilizes those toy donations to integrate into their practice to help children cope, whether that's providing a toy after a difficult procedure or reaching milestones in their treatment, or really to stock our playrooms just so that the kids have a place to go that's normal for them. And then also our complementary therapists support the Child Life Department as well in being able to provide music and art therapy and yoga therapy right at the bedside for our patients.
That is so sweet. Now let's talk about the age range of the patients that we're dealing with for the donations, and what sort of donations we're looking for.
Yeah, we serve patients from birth to 18 years of age. So really a wide range of toy donations are needed. Typically, our community will think of that school age, preschool, school age range. And sometimes we lack the items that we need for infants and teenagers. So things like cause and effect toys, light up toys, mobiles, rattles. And then for teens, coloring books, arts and crafts kits, Lego kits, video games, that sort of thing. But we also love anything that we can get, Play-Doh, Lego kits, any toys for our playrooms is essential and really would just help support our program.
And as you said, being in a hospital is far from normal for anyone in that environment, and this is going to make a huge difference. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you'd like to talk about?
No, I think that's it. You've covered everything, and we're just really excited for this event, and that we're a not-for-profit organization that really relies on the community support, and we're just so grateful for the way that they show up each and every year during this drive.
We're so thrilled when they pull in and drop something off. What we need to let people know is how they can reach out and contact you and where they can go online to do these donations.
Yeah, so if they go to stjosephschristmas.org, they can find all the information about the event and be able to make a monetary donation through that website, or they can drop off toys July 31st from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at our Academic Health and Research Corridor that is located at 3109 West Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Tampa.
And I'll have links to all of this for you in the Dove Daily Update, 105.5 The Dove on the app and 105.5thedove.com. So if you need to reach out with any questions, you should be good. Leslie Dempsey from St. Joseph Children's Hospital, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. And I can't wait to be there that morning to help out. But again, you don't have to wait until the end of the month to donate, right?
Right, exactly. You can go to our website at stjosephschristmas.org anytime during the month of July.